I'm Stacey Gross, and this is Two Moms Day Drinking. Sunny Kirby grew up in the same part of northwestern Pennsylvania as I did, around the same time as I was growing up. Though we were close in age and probably knew a lot of the same people, we never met. Fast forward 25 years and here we are sitting around my dining room table with wine slushies talking about some of the most profound wisdom we've gained over our years and years of experiences. I go into most interviews with a basic idea of what we're going to talk about. Part of interviewing is having that framework to fall back on if rapport is harder to develop. And that sort of happened here. Sunny and I started on homeschooling and routinely circled back to something related to it. But what's really cool about this episode is that I didn't even have to try to develop a rapport with Sunny. It was just there. Moms, you need these kinds of conversations, whatever your parenting style or situation. The beauty of this interview is that I've never met Sunny in person a day in my life, and we automatically understood one another. And I have been enjoying parenting and homeschooling and life in general more since we talked. I gotta talk to you about homeschooling. Mm-hmm. This is all new to me.
Okay, I've got lots of answers and then lots of there are no answers.
Yeah, I'm finding that there are no answers to anything. And, no. But what's cool about that, what I love, we started in Virtual Academy, which is like the school district's online option.
Yeah.
The first three lessons for social studies for third grade were the stories of the Tower of Babel, the story of Joseph and his many-colored coat, and the story of Micah. So Old Testament Bible stories. And it wasn't like this is what, because the section was Hebrew people, ancient Hebrew people. This wasn't what the Hebrew people believed. This was, here's a story about the Hebrew people. Let me tell you about Joseph and his many-colored coat.
Which is a super cool story, but...
Right.
But I mean, they just were going to a regular public school, right?
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
wasn't their... They didn't have regular biblical curriculum before it, so that's uncomfortable.
I feel like a lot of the online companies are going to be taking advantage of the fact that so many parents are in such a rush to try to figure out what they're doing that they're going to sneak a lot of this stuff in.
Oh, I really hadn't even considered that that could be a thing. It's a little bit creepy.
Mm-hmm. So we're basically unschooling. I'm working with Amy.
Yeah. So you're having a good time also.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun so far.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I'm relying on her, but how's your year going?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with road schooling for the first year. I think this is our sixth year homeschooling, but the first year road schooling, obviously.
Yeah.
And we've done almost 5 weeks, I think, and it's great.
Like
the kids are motivated to get the stuff done.
That's
and
cool.
They seem less distracted with less house around
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm not really sure, but like my teenager is doing extra math.
Wow.
Instead of not wanting to do any math.
Yeah. Do you ever have to fight with yours to get them to do like just regular stuff?
Not fight to get them to do it, but press to get them to take their time maybe, or fuss to get them not to whine about it.
Yeah.
Really. My 11-year-old does whine a little bit about the effort that I expect her to put in.
Yeah.
But she's really good at what she does. I think she's just waiting for me to be like, no, actually, just you don't have to do that part.
Do whatever you want.
Whatever. Actually, yeah. Just listen to music and draw. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Right.
So, which sometimes is what we do also.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But no, really, I don't have to fight them all the whole
awesome.
Time. I mean, my youngest is about to be six, so obviously she's not going to want to sit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sit for a long time anyway. So, yeah. I don't know. It just balances itself out. Like I said, there's no answers. There's just none.
There just isn't. Uh-uh. But I love it because I had so much... it was like a weight on me. Like, every single day, 2 hours of turning in homework, a couple hours of prepping the work for the next day. And then the curriculum itself, the girls were not excited about it. And as soon as I dropped it, like, that day, I felt like 20 pounds fall off of me.
Literally,
like, I have
right?
so much freedom to do whatever I want.
Yep.
It's so cool. What are the rules like in Georgia? Because here, like, they tell us what subjects we have to cover and, like, what benchmarks we have to hit, and that's it.
Okay. The rules in Georgia, there's, like, nothing.
Really?
Here, like, if you look on the... I'm sure you looked on the website. There's, like, a whole big list of things.
Right.
But in Georgia, there's really not. You have to register, which is basically nothing. Just say, hey, this is how old my kid is, and this is the dates that we're going to do this in. And then, God, that's it. I mean, it says what subjects you have to teach, but it's so loose.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to test every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a little trouble with that because I think almost every state has that. I feel like 45 states have
right.
it. But it's not for public knowledge. It's for your own records.
Right.
So I I'm a little iffy on even how have to that
yeah.
is.
Yeah. But, is it like, it's probably just so that if they ever want to go to college, they can say, or is it that?
I guess
or?
You could use it for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But
I love that there's not a lot of rules. But I mean, so there are always issues. So you think about the family that they just found in California or whatever. I have so many fruit flies.
That's okay. Jeez. No, it's totally fine. Also, I just keep my ears plugged, so I keep sniffing. It probably sounds like my nose is running.
No, you're fine. It smells funny in here. Mm-mm. Like the family that they found in California, that they had all these kids and there was no real oversight and they were homeschooling. But like at the same time, that's one case out of how many?
Yeah.
Families need to have the freedom to do their own thing.
Totally. I thought that they were going to like make the mandates in Georgia huge when they found this family whose kids were registered for homeschool, but they had actually murdered both of the kids and they were buried in the backyard.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
But that's one in a million.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like if people really should have freedom, it shouldn't be based on the worst case.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If we base like think about any terrible thing that's ever happened mm-hmm. in a school. Like what if we based how school should go on Columbine?
Right.
Oh, we can't do that because that's not the norm. That's not how every school day goes.
That is an outlier.
Yeah.
that's a good word. Yeah. I think it's awesome. I'm loving having the freedom to do it. Your kids have always been home. Do you homeschool or unschool?
Well, okay. It's like somewhere in between.
Okay.
I have to say homeschool, I guess, because we do have set things that we do.
Right.
Like they're sitting down and doing math.
Right.
But a lot of it is unschool. Most of it's hands-on kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which has been cool with traveling because we decided to go to Michigan on a whim, so spent a lot of time at the Great Lakes. So we just had a 4-week unit on the Great Lakes.
Nice.
Which was amazing.
I bet.
Holy cow.
I bet.
It was just like, oh, I don't even know how to explain how cool it was.
Yeah.
When my husband suggested go to Michigan, we were going to go to Maine, but the COVID thing, it made it weird to travel there to the state parks for some reason. So I was like, all right, we'll go another time.
Right.
He's like, what about Michigan? And I said, what the fuck is in Michigan?
What's going
That's
on
literally
in Michigan?
What came out of my mouth. And I'm like, well, jerk, good job for that. He's like, oh, I don't know. So we went and it was like just so amazing.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Is it?
Holy crap. But like breathtakingly beautiful. Like I almost cried driving.
Oh my God.
And I don't really cry.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's just, I don't know. The lakes are powerful. And
yeah.
I had been to Erie 10,000 times.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's not the same.
It is not the same. One of our campsites was right on Lake Huron. And
yeah.
I just, well, first of all, incessantly jumped in it every day, which it was like 40 degrees.
Yeah. You have
probably
to.
Probably not
though.
A great idea, but it felt so good.
You have to.
And you can see down so far.
Yeah.
And you can get like, stones, like legit stones, like crystals, semi-precious stones. So that was one of the big things that we learned about was the stones that are native to that area.
Yeah.
So we collected agates and Charlevoix and Rugosa and
That's
a whole
awesome.
Bunch of it. I know. And then we learned all about it. I'm like, this is cool, guys. This is it right here.
Yes. See, that's what I love. I'm going to turn this volume down just a little bit. It's clipping, so I'm not sure why, but we'll just go like that.
Okay.
Maybe that'll help. The girls have been kind of like, are we in school right now? But I love it because I'm a big nerd and I love to learn things.
Yeah.
And so it took me like an hour to plan out our whole curriculum. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, we're going to do this. And then, oh, we can roll this into that. And it was like, just made so much intuitive sense to me. I could tell it was the right thing for us. But
and then it'll make sense to them too.
Yeah. And at the beginning of every unit, I ask them to tell me what questions they have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I love too about it. They get to learn about what they're interested in. So it's not a fight.
Yep.
It's... You know, just they have fun doing it.
I totally feel you.
Yeah.
Every couple months I have the kids. I think it's just about every 3 months make a list of things they want to learn about. And we obviously don't do every single one.
Right.
But I'll pick some and then they feel like they have control over it too.
Yeah.
And
it's not a fight. It's not a fight. That's what's so great. I mean, I fight with them about everything. So it's so nice to have this one thing be something that we don't need to fight about.
And such a huge thing too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's
so
why
awesome.
I put off the homeschooling thing, the straight homeschooling, and went with Virtual Academy because I'm like, I'm not a teacher. I don't know how to plan a curriculum, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But once I shoved it off and just, it was so great.
Yeah, that's when we started, I said, well, it's either going to work or it's not.
So,
and it did.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's so good. Like every day we're just done. And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's bad days, obviously, but that's just human. But every day we get done, I'm like, that was so good. Like, we all learned together. And aren't you learning stuff, too?
Yes.
Isn't that fun?
Yes, it's my favorite.
Right?
It's my favorite. I feel like, I don't know.
Huh.
So how old are your kids? You have three?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
AJ is going to be 6 on Saturday.
Ooh.
I know.
Exciting.
Pokemon party.
Awesome.
Right? Lyra is 11 and Skye is 14.
I love that name, Lyra.
Lyra. Did you read Philip Pullman's Dark Materials or watch The Golden Compass?
No.
Okay.
It's from there.
Yes. So, like, it's 3 books, but you can read them as standalone, really. Uh-huh. And now there's, like, sequels and everything that are just still coming out. But if you just want to get like a quick overview of it, it's The Golden Compass. It's a really awesome movie. So that's what she's named after. And Sam Elliott is in it, if that helps you at all.
That always helps.
Yeah. Okay, like the movie's fantastic to begin with, but Sam Elliott just kind of sells it.
Yeah. Yeah. He sweetens the pot a little bit.
Every time.
And I'm trying to think about what we talked about the last time that I had you on because
everything. Yeah. And so, life is so different now because that was like right at the beginning of COVID, right?
Yes. And it was like April or the end of March.
Yeah.
We were like babies. I think back on us, just anybody in March, and we're all like, oh, this will be a couple of months. We'll be fine. Everything will be back to normal. And now look at us.
I feel like I've become a different human so many times in the past 2 years of my life that I don't even know, like, where to but who are you? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, we'll see who I am tomorrow. What's going to happen next? I'm sure the election's going to send us for a whole nother adjustment.
I'm so stressed out about the election.
Yeah, I'm just drinking. I'm like, this is good, I'm sure.
Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. Just continue to drink. Why is
totally
in there? Yeah. So, how did you wind up in Georgia then? Cuz you grew up here.
Oh, okay, so I used to bartend at Freddy's. May God rest its soul.
I know, right?
Hey, driving by. Okay, quickly. Every time I drive by that spot, I look at the tiny little parking lot that's there.
Yeah.
And I literally wonder how so many of my huge memories could have happened in a space where it doesn't look like there ever could have been a building.
I know.
And it just weirds me out.
Yeah.
Like, I lived in the back office of Freddy's for a minute.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, like, I'm like, oh, that's not even there. That doesn't even look like there was room for a building there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But so everything strange. Happened there.
Yeah. Weirdly enough.
Yeah.
As much can happen at a bar, at least. But, yeah. Anyway, I was bartending there one day, and it was, like, just starting to get warm out, and I had the doors open, and my buddy was DJing, and I called the radio station, asked for him to play Wild Horses because what a good song. And there was nobody in the bar and I cleaned and I was just kind of sitting there with my head in my hands looking out the door and this breeze blew in and I felt so good in that 1 second. And I was like, you have got to get out of here because I had been screwing up my life so bad.
Really?
Just like, I've been just having a great time.
Yeah.
But just consistently doing not amazing things. Not good for me, probably not good for the people around me.
Right.
And I just realized that it was a cycle of what was going to happen. And I guess just listening to the song and the breath of fresh air that came in the door, I was like, this has got to...
It was like a full-on epiphany.
It was. And the song ended and somebody came in. And I did the rest of my day and everything. And I was in Georgia 2 weeks later.
Really?
Yeah.
You just knew.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been a lot of different places. I knew somebody in Georgia. I knew somebody in Nashville. It could have been several different places, but that's just where I ended up.
Yeah. You just needed to end up somewhere else.
Yeah. It had to happen. And it worked out pretty well, I think.
I think you and I were talking. We got into a lot of the same trouble.
Yeah.
A lot of the same trouble.
But I really feel like this town sort of, I mean, not that the town breeds it. It's just that there's not a ton to do.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people have been here for a long time. And if they haven't moved up, they've gotten caught in the thing. So it's just so easy to get caught in that web. But I always thought, looking back, I didn't like blame the town. But I in something I wrote recently, I said a sentence like, as we looked over the river and the town that tried to kill us both or something. Talking about a friend and I. And I realized I had always blamed this place.
Right.
But now I can come back here and stay for more than just like a week's visit. Really clear my head and talk to people. And it wasn't the town, obviously. I mean, this is a town where things like that can happen easily, I think.
It's really easy to fall into like generational ruts and bad behaviors just perpetuate themselves.
I think that's what it was, definitely. But it's nice to have forgiven the town because it really is also a fantastic place.
It's really beautiful. I tell people when they're coming here, like, if you like to be outdoors, there's nothing really downtown. But if you like to be out in the outdoors, this is the place to be.
But downtown can be fun. You know, I mean, the plaza, please. I would eat there every single day. Oh. I used to work there and got like addicted to the food. So now every time I come back, I gorge.
Oh my God.
There's cool little stores. Charlie's store, Allegheny Antiques is the coolest store ever.
It's super cool.
And there's always, there's like fun little things to
yeah,
sneak into and do. There's secret pockets. There are. Fun.
There are.
It's not like, you know, budding metropolitan, but there's little things.
Yeah, there are. There are little things. I think, and it's becoming nicer and nicer. Mm-hmm. You know, the more my generation sort of establishes itself here, everybody who's in their 30s and going into their 40s now that's still here, we're kind of becoming that generation of entrenched folks. And I think we've got a good group. You know, there's a lot of people that I graduated with are within a few years of me, and they've got good ideas.
I feel like I've been noticing the same thing as I've been here, or like watching through Facebook. And it's so funny to me, because I bet the situation is the same for you. It's those of us who were set up for failure, who were supposed to have failed and made bad choices, that are the ones that are here and revived and have the fresh ideas because we've got enough love to put into it. And I've been noticing that. It seems like Jamestown is similar.
Yeah. So I think they're working really hard. I interviewed her. I don't know. Do you know Mary Hetrick?
She's from Jamestown.
But she's cool. She worked at the Asheville General Store for a while, and she's like super hardcore feminist. So her episode was all about finding your passion. And she's done she brought the first production of the Vagina Monologues to Jamestown.
Fun.
Yeah. So yeah, she's the same way. Like, she just has these big ideas, and it takes that kind of energy, I think, to make anything happen.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, those of us that are crazy already and just have that, we're like, we don't know it's a bad idea. So we don't know it's impossible. Yeah. So we're just going to do it.
I prefer to live that way. Yeah. Everybody looks at me like I'm insane. But then when it works, everybody's like, holy shit, she's like Rain Man or something.
Isn't that funny?
All of a sudden, the opinions change.
That's all right, though. We've got to keep them guessing.
Yeah. People give me the side eye all the time. In fact, it's funny. Like, when I go to... I work at the blood bank now, so when I do, like, Amish drives, I get a lot of side-eye because of the tattoos. And, like, they're just like, I don't know about you.
It's got to be a lot because it's got to seem so disrespectful to oneself and to others, to them.
Yeah.
It's hard to put your brain there, but I'm like, then I feel bad a little bit. Like, oh, God, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm literally just hanging out.
Yeah.
Your stuff is really cool.
Yeah. I love all your pies. They're great.
For real.
Yeah, I don't think they realize that, like, they're my neighbors, and I'm not I'm not actually as scary as I look, but it's usually the teenage boys that are super, like,
Well, it's because that's the thing that I'm told, like, anything but that.
You need to watch out for her.
That'd be the one.
That's the devil right there.
Probably,
It probably is true. I'm okay with that.
I can't figure it out.
It's okay.
We all have to be, just a little bit. If you're not in touch with your dark side, I feel like it festers, and those are the people who do the really weird, bad things.
Yep. You got to let it out a little bit here and a little bit there. Just let the weirdness escape.
There's a girl, she's a teenager, and we did theater together, and she's just the sweetest can be, and we message a lot, and she was asking me advice about life kind of in general a few months ago, and I was like, you want to know? Because she felt like she had so many expectations to be strong and smart and a leader and always have perfect grades and everything. Yeah. And I was like, this is probably not the adult advice that I should give you, but I think you're like me, so I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Let the dark side out a little bit.
Yeah.
Even if you just read books that are a little darker than what you generally would, or listen to music, or act in a play and do a role that would be out of your comfort zone. I'm like, just let it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Let it pop out in conversation. And then years from now, you won't find yourself in huge trouble because it all came out at one time.
Right. It all splattered out, not into the news.
Yeah, I don't know if she didn't tell her mom. Like, guess what Sunny told me today? I got the best advice.
I feel like it is the best advice, though. I try to be really honest with girls when they talk to me, younger girls. I try to tell them, just get weird. Just get weird. If you're, you know, let it all flow.
Yeah, be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But be weird.
Yeah, totally be weird.
Yeah.
So your kids, then, you were talking about... Are some your husbands?
Okay, my oldest, Sky, is 14. Mm-hmm. And when I met my husband, I wasn't supposed to be able to have kids. Mm-hmm. And he had a one-year-old who it wasn't like written that it was sole custody, but it was almost played out that way. And I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
Really nice, hot guy. And a baby.
Yeah.
Like, this is the best. So I've been mom since Sky was one.
Yeah.
And then the other two, it just turns out, once Walt and I got close, I was like, hey, you know, I don't know if I can have kids or not. If not, we can adopt or whatever. Yeah. But let's not try not to.
Right.
Because condoms are no fun and birth control makes you sick. Yeah. I don't know. But then I had the other two, just easy as pie.
Just eat.
Both times we had the conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that was meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool that you kind of like found your little family.
Yeah.
all ready to go, and then you were able to add to it too.
Yep.
That's cool.
And they're all so similar and so different. It's such a funny thing. Well, you know how that goes.
Oh, like, God. Yeah. Yeah. We're a hot mess every day.
Well, I feel you there completely.
Yeah. They were just, I mean, Harper, no. Get over there. Get your clothes on right now. Now.
What the fuck? I don't know, but I feel like we did bring it upon ourselves by talking about what the kids do.
Whoops. Yeah. Unacceptable, Harp.
I'm maybe, sorry that maybe I laughed.
No, please laugh, because at least you're not offended.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a clothing person myself.
No, so I get it. I get it. Yeah, but for now, we need to have our clothes
mostly
on.
When company is over, clothes are an extremely good idea.
I don't like to have to explain anything to anyone, so.
I know. My 5-year-old doesn't have that filter. Like, sometimes, like, I'll shower with her, right? And then sometimes she'll be like, I want to get changed. I'm like, okay. She'll be like, don't look. Oh,
well, oh, we have a boundary now. Okay.
Fine. Or she'll like change her socks in front of people and be mortified.
Yeah.
But then she'll also take her shirt off and jump in the pool in front of like 50 people. So I'm like, no.
That's fine. We're confused.
All right. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. You're crazy. Oh my God.
Harper. What a good hang on. Call. I'm going to deal with this.
I will hang out right here.
Harper, what is the issue?
Do you ever think of like, if you just made a list of things you never thought you would say, and not even things like, I hope I never have to say this. Like, what weird sentences come out?
I wrote an entire column that was titled, "We Don't Lick the Car."
Yeah.
It's just apparently something that I say now.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I really do get it. I'm trying to think of what AJ said the other day. I can't even remember. Mm. You can't be a wolf unless you eat the rest of your lunch. Like,
yeah.
And you're like, what? Okay.
Take it out of context. There are a lot of things that I say to my kids that might not be great, but.
I said, oh man, last time we were up here, we went up to the dam and there were a bunch of people up there. It was like end of July, beginning of August. And this guy said something sarcastic. And I jokingly was like, oh God, kid, don't piss me off when there's something I can throw you over so close or something like that. And this lady lost her mind. And all I could do was laugh. Like, I felt bad because I offended her. And I had on, like, cutoffs and a Johnny Cash t-shirt and, you know, spiky, crazy hair and a bunch of goth jewelry. And I probably looked like exactly what it sounded like I looked like. But, yeah. The kids were, and then, of course, this guy's like, don't hurt me. I'm like,
okay.
I'm going to kill you.
And now I'm going to hurt you really bad.
Yeah.
June, I need you to go up. Harper, I need you to go up.
Hello.
Okay.
Did you melt?
The air. Thank you. Yeah.
Bye.
They're going to add, and there's going to be a half an hour that I just need to edit out of them.
I fully understand. I just get it.
Yeah. So you weren't supposed to be able to have kids, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was kind of like a, well, if I get pregnant, then that will be cool, but I'm not gonna, so let's not even worry about it. And then it was like, oh.
So now it's happening. Were you terrified when it finally happened?
I went to the emergency room. I'm like, because you know when you have parts, go ahead.
Up. No, I'm not doing this with you. I have spoken to you, and if I have to speak to you again, you will read Hawk Finn in your own bed alone. No snuggle time. Go. Thank you.
I really wish that someone would threaten me with that exact sentence.
I know.
Could you please call me and yell at me and say that? I'll be like, somebody text you like, Stacey, I'm misbehaving. You could be like, all right.
Yeah, you force me to eat my entire meal and then go take a nap. You're my new best friend.
Oh my God, how funny.
You're not going to be allowed to do anything but read classic literature.
So only Huck Finn. Only Huck Finn. Sorry. Oh, no.
This is terrible. I won't ever do that again.
Nope.
I would have been the easiest kid to discipline if my mom had only known.
I was going to say, if my parents ever disciplined me ever, I feel like I would have enjoyed them.
It didn't work out that way, no. Yeah, I lived a little bit with too much freedom as a kid.
That's what makes us interesting.
Yeah.
And fun stories to tell the kids, and they're so like, wow.
You did what?
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I know.
And tell me stories about when you were little. And I'm like, okay.
This is about to get awkward. Do you feel like you're a hardcore disciplinarian, or do you feel like you struggle with knowing what's too soft and what's too harsh as a parent?
I accidentally draw too hard of a line sometimes, mm-hmm. because maybe it's because I didn't know the line,
right.
or maybe that's just me. But yeah. we have a blast, and we do, like, I know they do a lot of things other kids couldn't do.
Yeah.
Right? So I think my lines might be in weird places.
Right.
But none of it's super strict, except, like, internet usage. Yeah. I'm a little bit weird about that.
Yeah.
If my family listens to this, I'm a lot weird about internet usage. I'm right. sorry. I would rather flush the tablet down the toilet than, yeah. You get it.
They I do.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I think that's really the only thing that there's, like, huge rules yeah. about. And I don't let the kids have phones, but they don't need them because no. they're with me all the time.
Yeah.
So there's awkward conversations with other kids. I know it's weird when you're 14
yeah.
and you don't have a phone to, when you meet somebody, like, oh, yeah. can I have your number? Nope. How about no. your Instagram? Oh, no.
Absolutely
we
not.
Don't have that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I don't know. I feel like I struggle because I didn't have a lot of, like, hardcore expectations or rules yeah. or consistency. I feel like I have no idea where the line is supposed to be.
But I think, I try not to overanalyze it, but I'm pretty sure that there's not a line.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of have to make them up anyway. And yeah. I guess our parents probably made up their lines that they yeah. had. And, like, everybody's are different. So mm-hmm. I try not to give myself too hard of a time. Like, am I being too strict or holy mm-hmm. crap, am I being way too lenient yeah. right now? What I struggle, I think, with most is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I'm like, no, you can't do that ever. I can't freaking believe you asked. And sometimes I'm like, why did you ask? God, go ahead, do that.
Whatever.
And the kids are like, what?
I'm very confused.
So, and then I try to apologize. I'm like, well, I'm sure that's confusing, but it's as good as I can do. So,
yeah.
Ta-da! Have a nice time.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
No, you're so not.
I feel like the only one sometimes.
I understand that.
I feel like they're going to be the ones with the weird mom, but...
Well, I mean, I don't think that what we were talking about and us being weird moms, we're weird.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, really weird.
But
it's okay.
Good weird. We're good weird.
Right?
I feel like this is the cool house that everybody should want to come to.
That's what I always, well, I don't really want anybody to come over, but I always think, no, I'm kidding. But, like, I want to know who's coming over.
Yeah.
But no, I know what you mean. I feel cool weird.
Mm-hmm.
I do have worries sometimes when people are so on the opposite end of the spectrum
mm-hmm.
and you can tell the immediate judgment happens
yeah.
and it just looks like weird, weird.
Yeah.
And I try not to let that bother me, but I don't ever want it to affect the kids.
Right.
Like, we had these people camping next to us that were just not having
it.
Anything we were doing. And we weren't even weirding it up.
Really?
We were just sort of being ourselves.
Like, and, what? What weirded them out?
Well, we have a cat. Uh-huh. And that was... a problem for some reason. That was that was something else. I don't know. But that apparently hit them wrong. My wardrobe seemed to be a bit of a thing, which is funny because it's cold. So I'm pretty covered up.
Yeah.
And I don't usually really yeah. cover up. But yeah.
That was a problem for them.
We have a little sign, a little painted sign out in front of the RV that says, don't piss off the fairies. And I love it. And mostly people really love it. And it's
yeah.
a huge conversation starter. And it said piss. And that really...
stressed them out.
Yeah. And then, like, I don't know. You could just sort of tell. And I'm yeah. like, am I being paranoid? But no, they were definitely just uncomfortable with us in general. And
yeah.
even so, it made the kids feel funny.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that
okay.
sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
Like, Lyra fell off her scooter and, like, I didn't run screaming because yeah. I was like, okay.
Jump up. You're going
to
yeah. live.
Okay. I walked over. And then as I was trying to bandage her, they were being, like, weirdly luxury, and I'm like, oh, I just pulled in, I've been driving, I don't okay
wow.
okay. And I've been weirdly, like I said, weirdly honest
yeah
and strangely snippy lately, and
yeah.
I think it's a hormone thing
yeah
you know how we can feel
yeah.
when they're out of whack.
Absolutely.
I think that might be it. So one, I would usually just take a deep breath and be like, kill them with kindness
yeah.
or answer eloquently and they'll understand. I
yeah.
seem to not have
that
as much lately.
Yeah.
I blame hormones.
That's
or something.
Yeah.
I'm always like, it's a brain tumor. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I know, and it's not funny, but it's funny. Do you
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes, I
like,
do.
So all you read when you have breast cancer or any cancer is how much it could spread to anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, literally, I'm like, everything, it's a tumor.
It's probably
a tumor. So every time I'm grumpy, sorry guys, tumor. And they're like, yeah, that's not funny. Well,
it's funny
well,
to me.
I'm not going to be accountable for my attitude, so brain tumor.
So we're
going
to find yeah. something to blame it on.
Yeah, they don't think I'm funny, but
no,
that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine. They're adjusting well. I'm sure they're not going to talk about that in therapy later.
I'm going to be paying a therapist so much money.
Don't you ever wonder what's going to be the thing? And it's not going to be any of the things that we think it is. That, so,
I know.
So I'm like, so I'll be like, oh, is it bad?
Yeah.
Or like,
it's
no, you can't have that sugary cereal today. And
yeah.
that's going to be the thing instead of like mom drunk brushing your teeth in the bathroom with the pants on. Like, but I don't even know, that's a weird analogy, but whatever, whatever.
Yeah, I always think it's going to be this weird shit that happens, or this like, oh, mom used to fly off the handle a lot, or mom didn't worry about it if we swore as long as we didn't do it in front of grandma. It's never going to be those things. It's going to be like this one weird interaction we had where I made them eat broccoli or something.
Yeah, and you then know? They felt whatever, whatever feeling thing. Oh, I'm a little bad with the feelings. I'm like, we all have got them. Just suck it up.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's going to be fine. Oh my God.
I'm the same way.
It makes me feel better. Mm. Really. What I notice being living in the North is people say what they mean instead of, like, I don't want to call it passive aggression. People in the South often don't say what they mean.
Right.
And I think it's conditioned
or
whatever.
Yeah.
But I just took people, what they said, for face value, because that's what, up here, if somebody says fuck you, then they'd that's be fuck you, mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in the South, it really confused the heck out of me that, what bless your heart, meant fuck you.
Yeah.
So,
you have to learn all the codes.
Right? We can swear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Swear it up.
I remember. And I was like, oh, no.
No.
Swear it up. Zero filter. But, yeah, it confused the heck out of me. So, what I found was that a lot of the parenting groups that I was in, people only talked about the good stuff, or when they talked about the bad stuff, it was always, but I'm gonna blah, blah, blah. And I found myself falling into the trap, and it's weird for me retrospectively because I don't usually conform, but I found myself going, God, have I just been like screwing up the whole time? Like, oh yeah, we did this, but I'm gonna get better now. Or like, oh, we're not talking about the stressful stuff. It's only the good stuff.
Yeah.
My kid only eats kale. sure. And she had McDonald's today, so I'm gonna give myself 30 lashes later.
Yeah.
Which seemed weird, but I judged myself strangely and found myself just in this really stressful parenting place.
Yeah.
What I like really about being in the North is that people just sort of do their thing.
Yeah.
And it might be too in your face sometimes, I guess. People probably don't need to always be like, this is me and it's fine.
Yeah.
But I would far rather that than having to guess.
Yeah. The subterfuge involved. I can't.
Because the stress of having to think about what you're saying all the time.
Yeah.
And like a persona. I don't want, I've got enough personalities as it is. I'm not having to create one to interact with other parents.
Yeah. I think it's hard when you're parenting because, like, it's a natural human thing. Like, we need to fit into our group or our tribe in order to survive. Like, that's just a genetic thing that we're imbued with. But it comes so naturally sometimes, and I have to be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait. But here, you're right. I mean, it is. People tell you what they're thinking. If they don't like it, they don't like it.
Yeah.
And you can choose whether you're going to dwell on that or not.
Yeah.
But there's really no having to decode it.
Yep.
And then down south, not quite the same.
No. No, in the further south. But
really?
Oh, man, it was weird. Savannah is crazy like that. Yeah? I don't know. It was a very strange situation.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I probably could have dealt with it like myself, but instead I just created a slightly different version of myself. And I'm like weirdly uncomfortable with that now. I didn't really realize it until we started traveling.
Yeah.
And then came back up here, I guess. I didn't realize how much I had altered myself.
Yeah.
Or how much I had punished previous me.
Yeah.
For feeling like I wasn't enough because of everything else I was seeing everywhere. And I'm like, wow, this is like textbook bullshit that I should have seen myself doing.
Right.
I should have been like, oh, you, so like 700 self-help books for that.
Right.
But no. So it's been weird to,
that's
to
crazy.
Think back on.
How long
bit.
Have you been there?
I moved to Georgia in spring of 2007.
Okay. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then moved to Savannah at the, like, the week after Christmas, 2017, I think. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Huh. Do you like it? Do you think you would stay there?
I like everything, which is a problem. I've become extremely passionate about everywhere we go. I liked Savannah a lot. It's pricey.
Yeah.
And that's not a thing that usually gets to me, but it's sort of ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that didn't dawn on me so much until COVID. Because we were spending so much to live in this place and can't enjoy the things around us. So it seemed like a fine sacrifice to spend so much because we were surrounded by all this amazing stuff. And as soon as all the amazing stuff was shut down, I was like, okay, it's still absolutely beautiful here and I love it, but it's not worth the cost per se.
So are you guys looking? Are you looking for different places?
Well, the thought was that we talked about, okay, do we want to buy a house in Savannah? Mm. Not really, because it's so expensive. And if you want a place with land, you have to move outside the city. And I don't want to live outside Savannah. If I'm going to be there, I want to live in it.
Right.
Do we want to live in Carrollton, which is where we lived in Georgia that was near Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
maybe what do we want to live here? Yeah. Then there's 1,000 different places we could think about. So then I started looking at other places with good homeschool laws.
Right.
So it didn't end up being something insane.
Right.
So we looked at Kentucky, and that's why we traveled to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to check out what that was like. Oh, surprise. I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Everywhere we've gone, Michigan also fell madly in love with it.
Yeah.
So the thought was that we were going to travel and find where we wanted to live since we couldn't pick a place.
Yeah.
But the problem is what we're deciding is that everywhere is really awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm like that. I'm like a child. Everything that happens, I'm like, this is my favorite thing.
Yeah,
I'm like Anna from Frozen.
Yes.
Like, this is my favorite thing. And then the next thing happens, I'm like, this is my favorite thing.
This is also great. I think I would pick to live here.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, we've got the RV, it's paid for. It's not like an extra bill or anything. So it's just there so we could travel too.
Yeah.
So ideally for me personally, it would be traveling for as long as we want to. When we're ready to buy, then we would buy here. That's what I would want to do.
Yeah.
But there's really no answer yet.
You got to stay through winter so he can at least experience like the dead of January.
I want to, but we live in an RV.
Yeah. That would be a problem.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. I know. Because that's what happened when we were in Michigan too. He's like, boy, I'd love to live here. And I'm like, I got to tell you what, like we're in the Upper Peninsula over the tip of the mitten bordering Canada.
Yeah.
It was already freezing.
Yeah.
Right. Like
you're going to get cold.
I'm like, I would like to live here also. However,
you need to be aware of how actually cold.
You're like, I remember how cold it got here. Yeah. I can only imagine what it's like up there and for how long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with winter until about 6 months in, and then I'm done. I'm done.
I try to... I think I like it better now. Summer used to be my favorite season, but when I went through chemo, everybody says it makes you cold. It makes me hot.
Really?
I'm hot all the time. I have zero circulation, so my hands and feet are freezing, but like the core of me is like this sweaty monster, and my hormones are screwed up, and I just want to lay naked in the snow.
Yeah.
Like, quite literally. So now when we talk about places to live, I'm like, well, above the Mason-Dixon line, please, because I'm too hot. Now we have friends in the South. Mm-hmm. We can go visit.
Yeah.
We want to go to the beach.
Right.
We can go stay with friends who are like 12, 15 miles off Tybee.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about like Washington or Portland or Oregon?
I've never been over there, but I think it rains a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And I think it probably makes the greenery amazing.
Yeah.
But I am a person who gets depressed
too
if
much
I'm stuck inside. Yeah. So like rain is beautiful, but I'll just cry and write sad songs if I'm stuck inside.
Become completely emo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did it work out? So you got together with your husband. Mm-hmm. He had a 1-year-old. You had a 14-year-old. No. Okay.
She had a 1-year-old. It was just me. Just me floating around by myself like an idiot.
Like an idiot.
A happy idiot, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Completely free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too
you got together.
Probably. Yeah.
And so you started having kids.
Yep.
What did you expect parenting to be like? Because you strike me as like this very like... free-spirited, open, like, just what did you expect and how did it match up with your expectations?
I don't think I had a massive expectation. Oh, my brother is 10 years younger than me. And my sister is 9 years younger than me. Different families. So brother on dad's side, sister on mom's side.
Right.
So I had a pretty good experience with little kids and I babysat a ton and I worked at a daycare preschool
for
a long time. So like, I really have always loved kids. They're fantastic. So I had such a huge experience with them. The only difference is for me was, you know, that I had them all the time, but it never felt like a huge adjustment. Like there's things in life that I felt like, holy crap, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like it took me longer to adjust to a cell phone than it did a child, I think. But I just really love kids.
Yeah.
They're people to have adventures with.
Yeah.
And I love, like I love. And kids just are so easy to love and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And everybody always tries to tell you that life ends when you have kids. I'm like, no, I mean, it just gets a little bit more exciting
because
you have little people be like, let's do this together.
Let's do this
and they just want to do it.
Yeah. They just do.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a weird phase. I did not have that experience of becoming a mom. Like it was, but there was a lot going on too. Like my marriage was shit. There was just a lot of like financial abuse and stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was over. But the more they want to do with me, and like as they grow older, I'm seeing it start more and more. Like, they want to be left alone. And I'm like, okay, I really need to make sure that I'm in the headspace where I'm enjoying this now.
Yeah. It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so weird. When they were so little, I was like, please just grow up. And now I'm like,
I know. I always say I never want to fast forward anything, but I'm so excited to see what happens next.
Yeah.
And I thought I would be more depressed having a teenager. I'm not. I'm not depressed, but I thought I'd be more
stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had like, 1 year, not even quite, like 8 to 9 months of, oh my God, here it is.
Yeah.
And then I shut it down. Literally everything I'm like, you are not allowed to do anything. You've gotten in trouble one time. I'm just going to show you not to do that again.
Yeah.
So now you're not allowed to do anything. And then they nipped it directly in the bud.
That's awesome.
So, I know. And I'm not saying nothing will ever happen again. But like, I feel like the lesson was learned.
Received.
And, yeah. Like, I knew how bad I was.
Yeah.
If there was something to do, I was going to do it. And the trouble the kid got in was not anywhere near the least bad thing I ever did. I just wanted to be like, oh, no, we're going to shut it down.
I know where this road ends.
Yeah. And I had just started to get better.
Yeah.
And that was weird for me because I had missed so much because I was so sick. So I was like, oh, hey, I don't know what's been going on, but it's not going on
this
now.
It's not happening.
But we're going to shut it down. But I'm so enjoying having a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, you can talk to them.
See, have you done that the whole way through, though? Have you been, like, straight up with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
me
yeah.
too. Me too.
I think you have to be. But I also think that people have to realize that if they weren't and it dawns on them, it's okay to just start.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, well, I never started it, so I can't now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cool. And then you can even be like, hey, sorry that I guarded you from stuff that I shouldn't have. Here, like, here, have it now. Have, let's do this now.
Yeah.
But I think this is the only way to go. I think it's a disservice to the kid and the parent. Yeah. Can you imagine, like, moving out of the house and being like, whoa, I had no idea.
Yeah, I can. If I hadn't found stuff out for myself as a kid, I never would have learned it.
Same.
And I didn't learn any, like, behavioral stuff. Like, Judge Skirta had to teach me how to be an appropriate adult, like, behaviorally.
Yeah.
But, like, if I hadn't gone out on my own and watched horror movies and, like, sought out information on my own. But I want to give that to them. I don't want them to have to work so hard for it.
Because you shouldn't have to, because it's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And also simple little things like, hey, it's important. Homeschooling is so great this way. Like, hey, it's important to learn how to change a tire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we learned, you probably learned the same way. You learned how to change a tire when your tire went flat.
Yep.
And you were like, oh, I don't want them to have to figure those things out just as much as the emotional things.
Yeah.
Like, here, let's learn how to do this right now.
100% with you on that. Yeah. So I feel like I had this prediction when I had girls, and I was nervous about girls too because I'm not a girly girl, but I said to myself, like, when they get to be teenagers, like, I'm going to have to set the stage long in advance for us to be able to make it through the teen years.
Yeah.
So I've always been straight up with them, 100% honest. Like, they know things that they shouldn't probably know, but...
Same. But it's always with the hope that they'll tell you the stuff, too.
Yes.
Like, maybe I don't want to know everything. I don't need to. Mm-hmm. I used to always want to read diaries.
Yeah.
And never let myself. But I was like, oh, my God, I gotta know what's going on. Like, the preteen time with Sky, it was like, you're saying nothing and it's fine, but you are super emo.
Yeah.
So it's not.
There's something going on.
And I always wanted
here.
To pick up the diary and read it and just made myself not. And the communication did come back. Like,
did it?
It was gone and super confusing.
Yeah.
And you can't be like, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
I know you're all weirdly sad about something that doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Right.
And how not cool to treat a kid that way. Because you remember, it feels like everything is the absolute end of the world.
It does. I still have moments like that.
Oh, my God.
I still have moments
and
where
then
I'm like,
am I just
13?
Mortified?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or I have, like, a meltdown, a behavioral meltdown, like, in the car, and I have a tantrum, and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing. And they look at me like, holy fuck. Are you okay? But.
Yeah. I fully understand that. Yeah, we're so similar. That's so funny.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear, though, that, like, the teenage years aren't bad, because that's what I've been trying to set up this whole time. You know, I didn't go to my parents when I needed to talk to somebody, or when I was developmentally handling things that were way beyond my level.
Yeah.
I should have gone to my parents, but I couldn't, you know, so I want them to always know. Like, she never bullshitted me about anything.
Yep. Hopefully I always think that. I'm like, come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't come to me, please come later and be like, I didn't tell you this before, but.
Right.
And then I'm like, I'm not going to handle it well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be upset. I'm going to fuss at you and potentially there will be a punishment and I might get upset, but that's all okay because that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to tell them when they mess up. I'm like, it sucks, but it's normal.
Yeah.
You did that. You shouldn't have done that. That's really crappy, but it's normal.
Yeah.
The other kids near your age are doing the same thing because developmentally, that's where you are. You're figuring stuff out and you do this shitty thing.
Yeah.
That's just what you do. Doesn't make it okay, but I want you to know it's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Normalizing all that stuff is... I feel like everything was so weird for me. My parents were just doing their own thing. They had so much else to deal with.
Yeah.
And I worry about that too. Like, I'm like, am I too focused on everything else and not...
But you have to focus on the other things
I know.
Too.
It's intense.
Yeah.
It's intense.
That's another no answer thing. There's
no answer for that one.
No, there's no answer for so many things.
Yeah. What's been your favorite part of parenting?
Oh.
What do you love about it?
Oh, man. I think I have a nerd answer. I think sharing the things that I love so much that made my life special, like books or music.
Yeah.
Or places, like coming here with them. Again, I'm not a crier, but it's about all I can do to watch them climb the rocks at Rim Rock and not lose my shit.
Yeah.
Like the things that were so magical to me, or, you know, handing them a book that I really liked and having them respond to it too. And then we get to geek out about the same characters, or all of us singing a song. We have this thing where we'll go somewhere, and on the way back, it was what we did for homeschool co-op every Thursday, but sometimes we do it wherever we go, and we turn on the Backstreet Boys every time. I'm on the way back, and we all sing it together, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
But it's sort of my favorite.
But it's a thing.
Yeah. Well, that and snuggling, but I just love snuggling.
So, I love snuggle time. We do snuggle time every night. You heard me just threatening to take it away.
There will be no snuggles.
There will be no snuggles.
Which feels like a dicky thing to say.
I know.
But you gotta have something.
There's gotta be that one thing that they cherish. I find that one thing that I know they love most in the world.
I must be able to shatter you.
And that's what I will take from you.
I know. I find myself saying sentences like that. Well, like, I don't know what else to take away.
I know.
And then you feel like a jerk, but it's whatever.
It has to happen.
We're imperfect. They know it.
Besides, thank you.
If
you
our
know?
Snuggles are worth that much, then good for us.
That's a good sign, actually. I never thought about that, yeah. Every time they have to spend the night at Grandma's, they're like, but no snuggles.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I know that's going good for them.
Oh, yeah.
We started reading Huck Finn.
Well, they're just creeping closely, looking at how awesome we are. Hi, guys.
I know.
Aren't
someday
we cool?
You're going to be cool like us.
Yep, it's going to take a long time.
It's going to take a lot of hard trauma.
Oh, Huck Finn, that reminds me. I found, this is way off topic, except Huck Finn. I found the coolest thing at Ollie's.
What'd you find?
They have the little journal section.
Yeah.
It was a little suede-bound journal with blue pages. So I'm like, oh, I've got to see what that is. And there was a Mark Twain quote on the front. So I was in, right? I opened it up. And instead of lines to write on, it's every single line of Huck Finn written in tiny print. Like the lines? And it was like $3.
At our Ollie's?
It was.
In Warren?
To tell you what, I was when I was here in the summer, and I bought the last one, but I went back the other day, and there's a whole stack of them.
I'm going to buy all of them.
I feel like it's $2.99, maybe.
Oh my God, I'm buy
I thought
them
you
all.
Might like that.
I'm going to buy them all.
I freaked out.
That's awesome.
I'm like, look, kids, look. And they're like,
They're like, that's cool, Ma.
Such a good story.
Do you do things with yours? Like, this summer, we built a wigwam.
Oh, we love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I love about homeschooling.
Yeah.
Like, we just get to... Oh, we're going to build a wigwam and we'll learn about the Senecas.
Sometimes
whatever.
We do survival lessons too. Like trail markers were one. Like if you're going somewhere to leave little arrows or little rocks to show which way you went to signal other people or for you when you're going back.
Right.
Or if you get lost in the woods, how to build a slightly raised platform to sleep on so your butt doesn't get wet. We love stuff like that.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's really super fun.
I feel like I'm going to be checking in with you a lot for this.
Please do.
Situation.
I have so much to share.
Yeah.
Like so much.
Yeah. What do you want everybody to know about homeschooling?
What I want everybody to know is that it's different for everybody. And if it doesn't feel good, you probably shouldn't do the thing you're doing.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Yeah.
Because it's important.
That makes complete sense. Because once I dumped the district, it was immediate.
Yeah.
It felt so much better.
I think when we were little, more fun was allowed in school.
Yeah.
So we got to have the joy. And that's when the learning clicks is when you have a huge, a flashbulb moment to attach to a lesson.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the teacher's fault or even the administrator's fault from way high up. There's so much red tape.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do anything now. So our kids don't get that. But the great thing is now learning can just be fun when you homeschool, right?
Yeah.
So there's going to be a huge flashbulb memory to go with it. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, remember when we learned about the wigwam?
Yeah, the wigwam. Or somebody said, I was reading about Huck Finn and just, of course, it's way beyond, it's an 8th to 10th grade book. And I'm like, well, that's lame. We're not going to follow that. But we're not reading for major literary epiphanies. We're reading for enjoyment. And when they read the line about I flipped the spider off my shoulder and it fell in the candle and died, so much laughter.
Yes.
And I'm when they have to read this now later on in life, they're going to like it because they're enjoying it now.
Oh, Mark Twain's writing, his ideas were fantastic and deep, but his writing's so simplistic
that
kids can enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you ever get the chance to go see the play, it's really good also.
I got to go. I'm looking for opportunities to take them to live theater. We're doing an entire unit on social studies on Hamilton.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said the magic word. Well, now I'm sweating.
Yes.
We answer everything with a Hamilton quote.
Yeah.
I try not to get terribly political with the kids because I want them to be able to form their own opinions and everything. But I was telling them about the debate because that night they just weren't up for watching it, which is good because it really, there was not a lot of content. But I said I kept waiting for one of them to say something crazy.
Yeah.
To eliminate him. And Lyra's like, ain't gonna be president now. But we literally answer everything with a Hamilton quote.
With a Hamilton quote.
Yeah. Satisfied is that comes up a lot. Like, nobody's asking for anything. It's like, you'll never be satisfied.
Yeah.
Everybody. AJ, did you see the video I posted about AJ with her calico critters?
Uh-uh.
She had each of them in the correct color dress. Angelica, Eliza, and Peggy.
And Peggy.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
It's our whole house. Except Walt, who hates it with every fiber of his being. And for some reason, that like sends me through the roof. And I'm not a human that even gets super mad, really. But for some reason, him not liking Hamilton pisses me off.
It's offensive to you.
And the person in my brain is like, oh my God.
You need to calm down.
What is wrong with you? It's a Broadway show. But he's like, I'm just going to have to watch it because I feel like I'm going to get disowned. Yeah. If not.
You are. You're going to have to watch it.
So good.
It is.
It's so good. You can even take it as a story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like,
I'm sure it's not all correct.
Right.
None of history is. We'll never freaking know.
Right.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Take it as a story.
Yeah.
Take historical hints from it. The whole thing didn't happen exactly like that.
Yeah.
But you can get a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And the songs are so good. Oh, what's your favorite Hamilton song?
Oh, God. It's so hard
to
say.
I know.
I love Cabinet Battle number one.
Because it's so much fun.
It's so much fun. Yes. And I can just see them like going. I have not had a chance to watch the whole thing because my internet up here sucks so bad. I can't stream anything. But we're doing a unit on it. So we're going to go. I bought my mom a Roku so that I could take them to her house to stream things. And we just watched Lake of Betrayal, but we need to sit down through the whole, because I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
You can also download it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And then watch it back in the house.
Yeah.
That's what we ended up doing, because when we were in Kentucky, it was when we watched it and we didn't have really good service. So when Walt had to go to town to work for a little while, because he could work, but he couldn't like transfer big files.
Right.
So we went to town to work for a bit and downloaded it. And the kids and I watched it really judged us. Semi-silently from the bedroom. But it made it so different because we loved it anyway. And then we watched it and we're like,
everything changes. What's your favorite Hamilton song?
Okay, I think, Wait For It is my current favorite.
Yeah?
But I like a lot of
songs. It's so hard to pick a favorite.
I like anything with Hercules Mulligan in it too because he's my favorite.
Yes.
I can't help it.
I love him. I loved in the movie, in the film, like I got this far in it where they were getting married and like Hercules had the flowers. Like those are the little touches that you don't get from just listening to the soundtrack.
We rewound the wedding scene so many times.
Yeah. I cried. Like visibly bald, like couldn't breathe crying watching it.
It's so good.
It changed my life.
Really though, really, I feel that way about a lot of musicals, but it like dug deep in there.
Yeah.
And I'm not a political person, so it's not for me in that way. It's for me in the emotional way. Like, for the 50th time, not a crier.
Right.
But the songs hit me like in this deep spot. Yep. And no matter what, I can listen to them and feel better if I'm exercising or driving or just sad and I can't think of anything to think about and I can't concentrate on a book and I can't talk to anybody and I just turn it on and I feel better.
It's that. Yeah. And I've never been a super political. I've never been a super patriotic person either. Yeah. Like I'm not like America, blah, 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 you know. Don't hate America. Please don't come to my house and kill me. But like I've never been super patriotic, but it got me really interested and passionate about.
It is cool, isn't it?
History. Like our history, you know?
Yeah. So. And I think that's the great thing because kids and teenagers are so into it and
yeah.
As long as they don't take everything literally, but that's sort of all of life, then freaking great. Grab onto that. Or like Les Mis, same there. You like the songs? You think that's cool and romantic? Grab onto it and learn about the freaking French Revolution.
Yeah.
Musicals are like a secret gateway to knowledge.
Oh, they are. And the fact that... So Lin-Manuel Miranda ensured that the cast was diverse. And I think that's the fresh perspective that is needed.
Diverse with no explanation. He didn't have to be like, okay, everybody, now we know this wasn't the way. He was just bold and did it that way. And he, Stephen King always says, he's my favorite of all time. Yeah. He always says, give your readers credit.
Yes.
Don't overexplain things. And I feel like that's what Lin-Manuel Miranda did. Yep. He's like, hey, this is the cast. Hey, this is the story.
Yeah.
This is why I did it. The end.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was so cool because I feel like the over-explaining takes away
it does.
The whole point.
As an audience member or as a reader when you're writing, that that is the most powerful part.
Yeah.
When you discover it on your own. And it's highly crafted. It's created that way, but it you have to discover it on your own.
Or like when you can say when you're done reading a book or listening to something, being like, they didn't have to say it and I got it. Like Little Fires Everywhere. I remember. Mm. Did you read that book?
Yes.
I remember afterwards being like, she didn't have to say it.
Nope. It was all right there.
But I got it. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Best writers. I hope that we enjoy writing. I do. We're going to write our own, for each novel that we read, we're going to write our own, like, imitation story.
Yeah,
like a short story.
Yeah. Yes.
See, it's intuitive. Mm-hmm. It's intuitive, the homeschooling thing.
It is. Well, you'll just have to wait and see.
We're going to write an imitation story based on the novels that we read. So you're going to have to write a story about somebody like Huck Finn.
We actually do that every Friday is movie day. Yeah. So we do body, brain, and journal every day. Cool. Wake up the body, wake up the brain, and write a journal entry.
I like that.
And then Friday, that's all we do usually except Friday's movie day.
Yeah.
So the movie doesn't have to be a scholarly movie. Like we just watched Divergent.
Yeah.
Which we had watched anyway, but we're going to watch Divergent, Battle Royale, and Hunger Games. Ooh, nice. And then talk about the differences of the three. But anyway, we watch a movie every Friday, and then every Monday we write something like, if you could have added a scene to that movie, write it. Or what was your favorite scene? Or write a story similar to. Or every month the big kids have a big writing assignment.
Yeah.
So in this month it's write a post-apocalyptic society story.
Yes.
These are the things that it must contain. This is how long that it must be.
Yeah.
Go for it.
That's awesome.
So it's like the same though.
Yeah.
So exciting.
It's so cool. We're going to be talking back and forth. I can already tell because I'm going to need to like draw wisdom from you. You know, every time you flop on the floor, it's spiking the audio.
But when you were at the top of the stairs, it was sort of perfect.
Yeah.
And it has a good vantage point.
So and you can creep. But also you can eavesdrop.
Also cool ears. Pink poop ears? Is that what we have? Pink ice cream ears. Whatever.
We're big fans of the poop emoji. Why don't you, hey girls, why don't you go up to the top of the stairs and play, okay? Please. I just need to make it through a little bit more, okay?
All the dreams you have for them, they're going to be WWE wrestlers.
Yeah, pretty much. This is what, and what was I just, I was just doing, so I started this little sidecast thing with a friend from Philly about Disney movies and our favorite Disney movies, and we were talking about our favorite Disney movie today, and it turns out we both love Merida.
Really?
She's our favorite, and because she's kind of a tomboy.
What did it come out at the same time as? Because I feel like Brave is one of those undersung
It's movies. So
it
undersung.
It came out at the same time as a big blockbuster.
It probably did.
Right?
It probably did. I know that I read some sociological research on it, and they were talking about how because Merida, so she eschewed all of the feminine traits and kind of took on more of the masculine traits, 56% of 8 and 9 year olds polled did not consider her a princess.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I guess I've never thought of it.
And they find her less enjoyable because she's not a princess. But I'm like, she's the coolest princess.
She's pretty freaking cool.
Fuck you, 8 year old. Like, I can't say that. But I'm like, kids? You're an idiot. Jeez.
I do love Disney. Everybody's trying to be all politically correct now, saying that we shouldn't watch Disney. Like, let our kids have that thoughts for themselves. And I'm like, but Disney's super fun, though.
It is super fun.
So that's what, do you think Brave is your favorite Disney movie of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your kids agree? Is that
no, they hate Brave. But I think it's just because they know that I love it. So they're like, nope, not on board.
Screw it. Forget it.
100%. Not a fan. Just because really you funny. Like it. But I think they secretly like it.
They probably do.
I think they just won't tell me.
I think AJ really liked it. The other two were like, it's cool, but it's not my bag.
Yeah.
But I think... I swear to God, there was something else that came out at the same time as. I probably really can't remember. I feel like that's happened with a couple movies. Like Emperor's New Groove. What an unsung, awesome story.
Right?
But not everybody even knows it.
No.
That's like the cornerstone of my life, that movie.
I know.
Every time somebody screws with me, I'm like, the groove.
I know. There are like certain like lines from Disney movies that, or Adam Sandler movies.
Right?
I feel like when I got to a certain point in the 90s, it was just all the Adam Sandler movies and now I quote them.
I say stop looking at me, Swan, an awful lot. and nobody, I quote movies way too much.
Oh my gosh, me too. But you can always tell who's cool when they get your obscure reference. Like you say it in a crowd full of people and three people look and you're like, you and you come here.
Yes.
Like we are now a group.
Yes. I think I probably quote Labyrinth the most.
See, I've never seen Labyrinth.
I know.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. You're going to have to watch it.
I know.
All right. It's so good.
Yeah.
Your whole life will be changed.
I feel like it will.
It will.
I feel like it will. I'm trying to get somebody to watch Rocky Horror. They've never seen Rocky Horror.
Okay. I love it so much. And my kids have never seen it, but I feel like I have to rewatch it first.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember how inappropriate it is.
You know what? It's no more inappropriate than Hamilton, I would say. Like, if you're open about that kind of stuff. So we are.
Pretty open.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're pretty open. We're not, like, sexuality, like, any of that kind of stuff.
Like, it's no worse than Say No to This, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they know the songs because they're in my playlist. And they're like, oh, we want to watch it. Also, oh, my God. Savannah has a theater that puts it on every year.
Yeah.
And they put it on at a drag club.
Yeah.
And... One year when I was there, I was half dead. So I didn't get to do it. And then the next year, they put up the things like, hey, you could try out for this. And blah, blah. I was so excited. I'm like,
yeah,
can I do this, please?
Yeah.
And then I started those chemo pills.
Yeah.
And I, like, my feet were peeling so bad. Oh. I'm like, these are not stage feet.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. And I was so mad. I'm
that
like,
sucks.
What a, just a sing Sweet Transvestite on stage. Can you imagine the...
That would I mean, like, that would be the most free you've ever been in your whole life.
Right, and I was boobless with short curly hair. I was like, oh, I like literally have this in the bag.
This was made for me.
And I had a fit. I don't usually have, like, it's no fair fits because something else good will come along.
Right.
But I had to sit in my room and cross my arms and watch the movie over and over, like, I'm just enjoying hearing my stupid bit.
Yeah. You got to do that.
Oh, my God. It would be so much fun.
Oh, so this year is out, though, because you guys aren't there.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's nothing going on.
Oh, yeah, that's
theaters
true.
There either.
Yeah.
Like, the places where there are in Georgia are so pick and choose. Mm-hmm. Like, some of it's, like, teetotaled no, and some of it's everything, and everybody's offended at either. So,
yeah.
I'm staying away. I can't believe I accidentally scheduled doctor's appointments for the week after the election.
Oh, my
In
gosh.
Savannah.
Ugh.
I'm like, okay.
How is it there?
Ridiculous. That's one of the big reasons we left.
Yeah.
So polarized, and everybody on both sides is so wretchedly terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to disrespect my friends. They all have opinions, and their opinions are beautiful. They're smart.
Right.
I love my people, but it's so much.
Yeah.
And you can't have one thought out of either box without being picked apart. And
yeah,
it's just too much.
This,
too much.
I feel like this entire year has just been, like, building towards this horrifying election. Like, I'm terrified and upset and just nervous, and I feel like this entire year has just, like, been the forerunner to this.
Yeah, I don't even know. I try not to speculate because it doesn't matter.
I mean,
that's disrespectful. It matters what happens, but it's not going to be perfect no matter what, and I
there's
just
nothing
like, well,
I can
we're just
do.
Gonna live in the woods.
Yes.
I don't really know. Although the census lady knocked on my RV door in the middle of Michigan.
Are you kidding me?
The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, miles from the Canadian border, the census lady knocked on my RV door. I about shit my pants. The kids, we just finished school, and I wasn't feeling fantastic. I didn't realize that my magnesium was low, so I don't know if you've ever had that.
No.
I was itchy and sleepy and pissy.
And just not happy.
Never do that.
Yeah.
So I started taking magnesium, but every day I was like, I'm going to let myself rest for a minute.
Yeah.
So I lay down for, like, a little nap, and the kids are watching a movie, and somebody knocking on the door, and I'm like,
God.
The fuck? People don't knock on your RV door.
Yeah.
They just don't.
They just don't.
Yeah, no.
This is
odd. Unless your kids make friends, and
right.
then they do. So I, like, harried, got up, and I was like, hey. I'm here with the U.S. Census Bureau, and I'm like, well, you don't have a mask on, which I didn't really care.
Yeah.
But I was like, if you were with the government, I have one in my pocket. Do you want me to put it on? I'm like, no, I just, okay, what do you want?
What is it that I can do for you?
She's like, do you live in this RV? And I'm like, you're going to have to stop asking questions because this seems really fishy.
Yeah.
She's like, well, all I can do is show you my badge. I'm like, I didn't know what to do. I felt like I didn't deal with it very well. I'm like, I don't know how to respond to this, but it seems really, really weird. So, like, I'll just get
like, how can your response to the census even take place in Michigan if you're from Georgia? Because doesn't it have to do
with... Well, that's kind of what I thought. I was like, I'll be seeing the mail that comes to me and being able to do that. And she's like, well, what if you don't fill it out in time? I'm like, you have to go. I'm not really sure.
Because
I didn't
really
want to be
pushy.
Bitchy because she was just doing her job, right?
Right.
So then she left and wrote down my license plate number, which just is fine. But also,
why?
With this guy, I'm like, did she just? This guy's like,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, it turns out that they have to do that.
Really?
Every census year, they go to every single place so they can have a running count for who lives in their RV. Mm-hmm. She said, when I caught up with the lady before she got done with the camp loop because I felt like I was a jerk, but I didn't feel good and I was half asleep. And that really freaking threw me.
Yeah, that
and
would
it didn't
freak
seem
me out.
Official either, I guess. Yeah. And, you know, like Walt wasn't there at the time.
Yeah.
So it seemed to me like woman alone with the kids. It was just one of those weird moments.
Yeah.
But I caught up with her and she apologized. She's like, I know it's weird. This is just part of the job. She said they also have to go at night and count the homeless sleeping people.
Oh my God.
I'm like, well, that's kind of wrong and not safe.
Yeah.
But we go in pairs and I'm like, I'm going to go.
Yeah. I think that you need a new job and I need to leave.
Holy cow. It was just like the weirdest thing. Yeah. So weird that's political weird. Year altogether. That threw me bad. And
it
I felt offended
too.
A little bit. Like, I know how to census, whatever. Or, and if I don't, why do you care?
Yeah.
But it's just her job.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would weird me out, honestly.
It
would weird
really
me
did
out.
In like a lot of different ways.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I would just be like, why are you here when I'm from Georgia? So how can my answers here matter?
But, that's kind of what I started with, but I was like,
she wasn't having any parts of it.
She was trying to, you could tell she was giving textbook answers, and I'm sure that's all she's supposed to say.
But. Right. That's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like another one of those opportunities. Like these virtual school places are sneaking in Old Testament Bible study into my social studies.
Yes.
Because of this, I feel like it would be a really good opportunity for like people from Home Alone, like the bad guys from Home Alone to find a way to get into your house.
And it's all the same. It's the same freaking year as all the other things. And I'm like, boy, we really just tossed it all in, didn't we? And then what kills me is everybody thinks that either the election day or January 1st is going to be a magical reset. I'm like, have y'all not, is history not a thing that you enjoy?
This is a slow burn. Like, this is going to take a little while to peter out.
It keeps going.
Yeah.
Hence, again, why we live in the woods.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, dirt road, far away.
Yes.
I can't. I can't. If I had to move back to town, I think I would probably lose my mind.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
No, I love people so much, but I like nature better, and I like not being easily accessible.
Yeah. You like to set the terms.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's been the hardest thing of parenting for you? Like, what's been the hardest thing to adjust to or the hardest thing to get on board with?
All right. So kids are so different. Mm-hmm. And then that answer could be given for each kid, I'm sure. But for the whole thing, I guess, is not knowing everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a terribly nosy person, but I am controlling in the way that I don't want to worry about what's going on. Mm-hmm. So if I don't know everybody's stuff all the time, I worry because I'm like, well, if you just tell me, I could help you.
Yes.
And that's offensive when you're getting older. You know, you need to be able to work through your own stuff. But there's something in me that can't quite
let
get there.
Yeah.
I'm learning lately, really. But, yeah, I think that's been the hardest part. Like, as the control goes away, I don't want to control them. But I want them to learn their own lessons.
Right.
But I want to be able to, like, tell me the thing, please.
Yeah.
Because I can at least give you a sentence or two of advice.
And, because like, you know what it's there. Like to be kind of lost in the woods.
At least to a certain extent. Yeah. Like, I know everybody's life is different, but I could tell you. I could be like, well, at least don't worry about this.
Yeah.
Or at least let me tell you this.
Yeah. But I think, and that's a common theme, and this is something that a lot of women say. So, I mean, this is kind of the stuff that I'm interested in building a body of work, because I ask a lot of the same questions over and over. But that is a common theme, like not being sure. In fact, I interviewed a woman who chose not to have kids, and that was it. Like, there's just, you can be the best parent in the world and still wind up with a serial killer, or, you know, like, you just, there's nothing you can do. And so that uncertainty and not having, I don't have any feedback until they're 30 and either doing well or struggling. And that's, I think, the hardest thing for me too.
Yep. So That's a big part. Also, the setting a good example thing is funny too, but I think that that's just kind of for everything in life.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so not like I just drink all the time.
Right.
If my kids see me drunk and being silly.
Yeah.
And then they'll reference it later and then I get frustrated with them and I'm like, well, now that's not fair.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, mommy, remember when you did the whole David Bowie magic dance from Labyrinth? And I'm like, yeah.
I do.
Well, that was a really good wine, wasn't it? I'm like, oh my God, I am the worst. But yes, and that the dance was fabulous.
It was. I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I'm sure
it was. So like those things, I'm like, is that okay? It's okay because it's who I am. It's okay because it's part of the real world. But
right.
Is that, which of them is going to cling on to that and think that's what they're supposed to do?
Yeah.
And then if they do, is that okay or is it not?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's going to be Lyra.
The uncertainty.
Lyra's the one. She's the one.
Yeah. It's going to be Lyra. I love it. Oh, yeah. I love how you know.
Oh, yeah.
I know, too, with mine. I know which one is going to struggle with what.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you right now. Oh, my God.
So funny.
It's so funny how they're night and day. So they're so different.
I know. Thank God, though. Because if they all had the same quirks, can you imagine? Yeah.
It's hard with just one with some of her quirks. Holy smokes.
Right?
I'd be out of my mind already.
Yeah.
I feel like I am. I feel like you go a little bit crazy when you have kids.
Yeah.
I feel like you lose your mind.
I always thought I was crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I keep hitting levels of like, oh,
this
now I'm crazy.
It just gets deeper and deeper. Yeah. I feel like there's no bottom.
I'm not sure whether I'm more enlightened or more insane. And I think they probably feel real similar. Yeah. So whatever.
There's a fine line between crazy and wise.
Oh my God. Seriously. I try not to overanalyze anything because it'll just hurt you.
I know.
Your brain.
I know.
I'm like, it's fine. We'll just
lean into it. That's my favorite. We'll just lean into the discomfort.
Yeah. Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We have so much to talk about.
I know.
Is there anything that I should have asked you about? Anything you wanted to talk about? Because, I mean, I try not to direct it too much, but I'm trying to go back and think about what we talked about before, and I'm trying to make sure I don't leave anything out. But, I mean...
I've had such an interesting life.
Yeah.
And I really thought that everybody's life was exactly like that.
Really?
I thought everybody's had dysfunctional family issues and, oh, mom, if you listen to this, I'm sorry, you're not dysfunctional, you're fucking fantastic, but we're weird as shit, all
right? We're weird as shit. We have our issues.
I feel like everybody had that. Everybody has weird, every woman has weird male issues, right? Yeah. Like every person has gone through, what I'm trying to get at is I thought all my weird shit was normal.
Yeah.
And then again, moving to the South and marrying a man who's pretty normal. I don't know how else to put it. Like, he's just a chill, pretty adjusted human, and that's how his life has gone. And then I've met other people similarly. I'm like, oh, that's not it. So I feel like if you're like, oh, what else could we talk about? It could go on absolutely forever.
All right.
That wasn't a kid. It was just, oh, God.
It was a can of soda.
Can. You okay up there?
Yeah. It's time to put the soda down.
They did.
Yeah. They put it down my stairs.
Yeah. I feel like it's such a broad thing. I've survived 10,000 things, and I am glad that I did. So I never know what's like the biggest thing. I do know that people always talk about, well, now you've survived cancer, so you can do anything, right? But then if I really line up all of the things, it wasn't the worst thing that happened to me personally. Mm-hmm. Only the worst in the way I was scared of leaving my kids. Like, I wasn't scared for me. I just didn't want to fuck up their lives because they're little.
Yeah.
But, like, if you really put it into perspective, the great big things that everybody puts your worst thing ever are probably really not. Like, because life is, I don't know, there's so much we all go through, and it's so deep. And
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I feel like I could talk to you forever.
So, I know,
I mean,
seriously,
I don't want to keep you all night.
I'll
I know
like,
you got
sorry,
things
Walt,
to do, but like...
you're going to have to feed the kids dinner and breakfast.
And breakfast.
I'm not coming back.
We're sleeping in a wigwam tonight.
Yes. Oh, my God. I would so sleep in the wigwam. Absolutely.
I got to get some deer skins for it or some coyote skins.
Yeah.
Some pelts because it's just a frame out there right now.
That's kind of cool, though.
I know. I hope it lasts through winter.
That would be really cool. Though, if you could secure it enough for them to be able to sit in it when there's snow and then have it not be wet at all inside.
Yeah. I would love it.
That's so
cool. I got to find some coyote pelts. I got to talk to a few people.
Yeah, I was going to say that cannot be hard to find.
It's not. I said to somebody, I got to go talk to my man about some pelts. And they're like, the fucking fact that you have a pelt man is just, I love that about you.
I forgot how active the coyotes were here. We were staying in my uncle's house, and everybody slept through this except Walt and I. I have no idea how, but they were going insane.
Yeah.
And it felt like if I had been able to see 10 feet into the woods, I would have been able to see them. And I forgot that it was like that. Oh,
yeah.
So exciting.
They're
He's
so
like,
cool.
What the hell?
This is new to him.
When I moved to Georgia, he's like, so what's it like being down here with all the rednecks? I'm like, oh, sweetheart.
Hold
my beard and watch this. I'm from Akeley, Pennsylvania.
What's his reaction been?
Jesus.
I wish I could see it.
Oh my God, the poor man. We came up here once when, I guess it was when I was pregnant with Lyra. And it was a short visit. And he was like, that was weird, but it was okay.
Yeah.
And I think that was when he met my mom.
Uh-huh. So you want to keep that one a little bit short, right?
Like, and it was like, I think a couple times might be bleeding together for me. But the only other time he came up, it was for the 4th of July.
Oh,
you know, the parade.
The 4th of July parade in Warren.
But to me, it's normal, all right?
Yeah.
Like, I think Lyra was maybe one. So Sky would have been... three or four.
Were you here 3 weeks in advance to see all the chairs start piling?
No, but a couple days, and he was like, what is with all the chairs? I'm like, no, people have a spot.
This has been going on since the middle of June.
Since the beginning of time. But we came up, and he's like, okay, you know, we're meeting all my friends, and he's like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Because he's cool.
Yeah.
But he's normal. Proper. Yeah. He's really just, yeah.
He's a normal dude.
A normal human, really.
Yeah.
And not a, like, dude.
Yeah.
And it's worn, so everybody here is a dude. Like, there's probably motor oil on their hands. Yeah, and they're probably saying something about titties and drinking a Bud Light.
Yep.
And it's just the way it goes. It's fine. And I was used to it.
And you're automatically suspicious if there's not, like, a snuff ring in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And, like, motor oil on your hands.
So I was so excited to show him 4th of July in Warren. He never came back. We were here for maybe a week. Never came back. The kids and I came up at least once a year.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no.
No more of
this.
Like,
I have to do work. I'm like, I just bet you do. And it was just too far out of the realm of it
for him. Oh my God.
I'm sure also it was weird meeting people from my other life or whatever.
Yeah.
I moved to Georgia and like began a different life. I was still myself, but whatever. But it was just, it was too much for him.
Yeah.
So now we spent weeks and weeks up here this year. And he's slightly less what the fuck than he was.
Yeah.
But he's like, okay, this is a northerner thing. But like, this is a northwestern Pennsylvania thing.
Is this just a Warren thing?
I think he understands me slightly better and might not be massively impressed. But
but he knows you've added some nuance to your relationship.
Apparently. Oh my God.
I love it.
It's been funny. For me, probably not.
Not for him.
For him. I feel a little bad, but at the same time.
A little slightly traumatic, but it's okay.
And I'm like, you'll understand more things now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. I love it. I can't think of any questions to ask you.
I really can't think of anything to just randomly say. Like, I'm sure, like you said, we could go on absolutely forever.
You definitely got to come here. Like, whenever you come here, you got to come here. Like, whenever you come to Warren, you got to come hang out. Me and you and Amy. And we'll have a fire and drink. And
yes, please.
Yes. How long are you here for?
I don't know.
Okay.
So we're at Chapman until the 13th.
Okay.
And then we have a chance to stay somewhere else basically for free.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, there's something ringing in my head saying that it's not a great idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure
why.
Because it doesn't make sense at all.
You just have to wait for those things to reveal themselves.
So like I said, like the next 2 or 3 days, we're just going to have to sit and figure it out. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if we decide to leave, everywhere's going to be booked.
Yeah.
I also don't know where else to go. Like I have 10,000 places I want to go.
Yeah. So. How long do you guys have to travel? Are you just free to kind of do whenever?
Yeah.
I love it.
We could go for years. We could go for months. Like I said, we're spending the holidays with my mom.
Yeah.
So we'll have 4 to 8 weeks of no rent to pay, though I'm sure we'll help my mom while we're there.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to hang out and then decide what we want to do next. We do want to go out west in the spring.
Yeah. Because I don't blame you.
None of us have. Well, I think Walt went out to like San Francisco when he was a little kid.
Yeah.
But I want to go to Arizona.
Yeah.
Visit some friends who used to live here who live in Washington now.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Washington is like the top of my list. I don't know why.
I think it's probably beautiful.
I feel called there, but I'm the type that loves a rainy day. I love a good rainy day, and I would be more than happy to just sit inside and watch Netflix all day.
I love a rainy day.
Yeah.
I can write and be excited and emote the rainy day, but I can't
but
be stuck inside for long periods of time.
Yeah.
So I guess I would just probably be wet all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm a natural. Like, I'm like, you know how pigs are the animal that goes feral the most quickly when you release them? That's me.
I think I was born feral.
It would be so easy for me to just never see another person again, you know?
Yep.
Like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I think that's absolutely fine. Jeez, whatever.
You know?
Pigs are cool animals anyway.
Pigs are cool.
Like, if you're going to be akin to any animal, I feel like pigs.
Yeah.
Not to mention they can get rid of a body like that. So.
Absolutely. Everything with the teeth and hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That would be a fun. That would be a fun science experiment. Girls.
Or a horror story.
Yeah.
Either way.
That'll be the thing that they go into therapy for.
Yes.
There we go.
Totally.
All right. I'm going to hit stop.
There's something really powerful in recognizing and being recognized by someone else. Someone who understands you and can really talk to you in a way that's sort of magic. Those conversations where you don't have to do anything at all and reach a mutual sense of enjoyment in the experience. And when you're involved in something as all-encompassing and as emotionally expensive as raising children, you need those kinds of interactions and relationships to get through, even if you're as natural a hermit as I am. I'm Stacey Gross, and this has been Two Moms Day Drinking. The music for this podcast was written and produced by my father, Bob Gross, on his goddamn electric ukulele.